This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
My friend is on Bumble. I wish all of you chickaroos, and even men, I'm sure you have experiences too, would all write a book together.
Jamie.
My sister went out, she's on a dating site, and the guy had a puppet. He's a ventriloquist.
Oh. And he brought it on the date,
right? Brought it on the date. And my sister had to talk to the puppet.
I mean, the puppet's got to approve.
He did. He said, "Do you want some snacks?"
BJ.
Everything you do is going to be a threesome.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 Radio. Also on the Odyssey app. Man, that app is good. Woo, put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. All over America. People listen everywhere. We encourage you to do that. It is a Thursday. Man, the week is flying by. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm a little mad.
I mean, mad?
Yeah.
Well, why are you mad?
It's going to be nice today, right?
Yeah.
One of the nice days we've had in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
It's going to be windy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that makes you mad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for the wind. But we'll see what unfolds today because, I don't know, I've seen 20 miles per hour. I've seen 40 miles per hour. I've seen 50 miles per hour. I don't know what's going to happen.
But it's going to cool it down. It's going to be so nice. And then it's just going to come right back down.
Carson,
like 40 degrees out.
Better than being 4 degrees.
I know, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I'll take it.
The wind does blow.
Yeah, it does blow.
Yeah.
It does blow.
Yeah.
It blows almost every day, doesn't
every
it?
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so yeah, that's the forecast today. Maybe some winds kicking up later on. Maybe even tomorrow, too. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Thank you for the chocolate milk this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. No problem, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate
that.
You know,
and every schmuck in this room, and yes, I'm talking about you, you one-eared wonder Jamie White, although you're not in the room, but everybody said I'd forget, didn't they?
They did.
They said BJ is going to walk out this morning. I told Spadil yesterday, I get my milk from Longmont Dairy. They got the happiest cows on the planet, they tell me.
They have really good milk.
And those people up there, man, every morning they get up at this time, they go out there and psh, 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 grabbing teats, psh, 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 putting that milk in a jug for me. And so I brought, I told Spadil yesterday, I'm going to bring him some chocolate milk because we order too much.
Okay, yeah, it's the best chocolate milk I've ever had.
Yeah, we get 3 or 4 of those quarts every week, and we don't need but one.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Really? Yeah.
And I don't know why we haven't cut it off, but I know you love the chocolate milk, so I brought you one this morning.
I appreciate it.
And not only that, the older milk that's 2 and 3 and maybe even 4 weeks old in the fridge, I left that.
Oh, really?
For me to sample to see if it's good or not.
Oh, so he got a fresh batch.
You got the fresh one that came to my house yesterday.
Nice.
Thanks. Thank you.
Now, I could easily have given you the old one and never said a word.
Yeah.
But I did.
Like for Christmas or something.
Yeah, well, I thought that maybe if you threw up or something, you'd sue me or something.
Yeah, there might be something there with the pipe life or something.
Yeah.
It was a tough decision this morning when I was at the fridge, though. I gotta be honest.
It was a coin flip, huh?
Oh, I took the new one out, put it back, took an old one out, put it back and thought to myself, no, I can't do that to him. He's going to, yeah, I don't want him to get sick, throw up, or anything like that, in case it's, you know, ruined or something. And so I went with a good one.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
I'm your buddy. That's who I am. I'm a good guy, man. All right, so Jamie is running late. Overslept, I think it is,
the
right?
Worst feeling on the planet, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get all snug in that bed. You don't want to get up. Then your alarm goes off, and you just ignore it. Yeah. You hit the snooze button 45 times. I get it, man. I get it. All right, 23 degrees right now. Going to be a windy day. Carson told us that. He hates it. And a lot more on the way. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. Hang on. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Opening day, but it's not opening day here.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Sorry about that. It is opening day. Baseball starts today, right, for Major League Baseball?
Yes, it is.
And all over the country, every team is playing, I think, today, right? But
yeah.
But the Colorado Rockies, they don't open up here at home until next week, which sucks.
Yeah, a week from today.
Yeah, I wish every team could open up. I know it's impossible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you would think... You got to find a way. Even if the teams, like the Rockies, for example, maybe they have opening day where they bring up their minor league team and play them at home.
They just play each other.
Yeah, it's like a scrimmage game
or
something like
that. That way every team opens up at home on opening day.
But then the game doesn't count, so it's like not as fun to watch.
Oh, it's never fun anyway.
But we'll also win.
You tell me the last game you went to was fun.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last Rockies game I went to.
You're paying for overpriced beers, overpriced hot dogs, sandwiches that suck. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you basically just go to talk to people. That's it. You don't even watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you ever go to opening day?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been to a bunch of opening days. Yeah.
I've never been.
I went to the very first opening day ever.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You have a lot of people that show up that it's not, they're not baseball fans, right? They just, they like to party.
Yeah,
well,
it's like an
atmosphere.
Well, that's
what happens with Coors Field is like the Monforts, the people who own the team, they make the field the star, right? They don't really care about the actual team, but it's super fun to go down to Coors Field and hang out.
Yeah. It's a party. It's a party. Well, they're in San Diego today, right?
They are.
Are they going to suck? Are they going to suck this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. I don't feel like anybody's talking about it except
for
us.
There's no vibe. There's no vibe at all.
Vibe whatsoever. All right, just getting started this morning at 6:11, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be breezy today. Going to be windy. Did you guys see that video of the guy that stole the parrot off the front porch of that L.A. home?
A parrot got stolen?
A parrot.
No, I haven't seen that.
Somebody put their parrot out on the front door or porch in order to get it some air. Some guy came along and stole the damn thing. What are you going to do with a stolen parrot?
I have no idea. Try and
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah,
I'm just talking about a stolen parrot.
What? A parrot?
Yeah, parrot.
Yeah.
A parrot got stolen.
A stolen parrot.
Yeah, the parrot got stolen.
Okay.
Off a front porch.
Really?
Yeah. The video is great too because he's in this big old cage.
Yeah.
And the guy comes up and takes the cage and everything.
Oh, he
takes it all.
Why was the parrot on the front porch?
They were giving it some air.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
They said, you said that.
The parrot likes air.
Oh, it does.
Oh, it likes
well,
to take
Well, doesn't it have air inside?
Yeah, but it's not fresh air.
Fresh air,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, your grandpa used to go out on the front porch and get some fresh air.
Well, he just
because
be
grandma
away from
was
my grandma.
Nagging at him. Yeah. You
got
it? Probably somebody nagging at the parrot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just watch the video. And the other video I watched this morning, before we, you know, get into the, you know, greetings and everything of seeing you for the first time this morning.
Yeah.
Is that video, did you watch the video of those people that are accused of harassing the dolphins?
I didn't really watch it.
Okay, there's a video out, okay? And it's got the 30 people. And what you said on the program yesterday, Jamie, is dead on. You nailed it. These people are not harassing these dolphins.
Right. I mean, it's like I told you, if we're on a scuba diving or snorkeling trip, right, we would totally, like, go where they are.
They're not even within 10 feet of these dolphins. And they're swimming behind. There's like 30 people. And Hawaii wants to prosecute these people, a felony, for harassing a pod of dolphins that are swimming along. But these dolphins, it's almost like the dolphins are playing with the people.
Well, yeah, and we've swam with dolphins.
It's dumb. Well, it's a dumb story.
I think the only thing is it was a protected area, right? That's the problem. Yeah.
But what protect? What's
You're not allowed to be within a 50. It's either yard or feet of dolphins.
Well, look at the video. They're not even close.
Well,
I mean, they might be within 50 feet, but they're nowhere. They're not like grabbing the tails. I thought we saw the story yesterday. They were like grabbing the tails and flipping the dolphins over or something, you know, harassing them.
Right, or playing ball with them.
Yeah. But the dolphins are swimming, and it's not like they're all freaking out or anything. It's a dumb charge.
It's a really dumb charge.
They want to turn this into a felony.
Well, I think that it's probably for visitors or whatever. They're like, see, you can't do, you know, if we tell you not to swim next to them, we mean business. Right.
Set an example.
Yeah.
Teach them a lesson. You're right. How you doing this morning? How's your ears?
It's all right.
Still plugged up?
Well, I didn't oversleep.
You did?
Well, it was just easier to write that.
You sent a text that said overslept.
It's just easy.
And I wrote back,
It's just easier to write that, you know, than to... So I got to take my first shower this morning.
Oh.
Super excited about that, like a real one.
Yeah, you've been smelling lately.
Oh, shut up. I've been hand showering with like an old lady.
You couldn't tell.
You
know,
like because you can't do the one side of your ear and get away.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've been taking the nozzle off and just like hand showering or whatever and then washing my hair with a towel on this ear and blah, blah, blah. Well, so I got to take like a full-blown shower, but I got out and my ear was bleeding.
Oh, no. Oh. Bleeding?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like the first time on the plane?
Not as bad as that time, but I was like... Oh,
what do you think happened? I'll bet you what happened was that you had probably some blood clotted up.
Well, yeah, I've had
in the hot water. In the hot water,
but this was still coming out. No, I understand the crusties because I've had the crusties, which is gross. And I'm sorry, I'm telling you this, but it was like it was fresh,
it
was
really, right? But maybe the hot water, you know. Kind of loosen things up for you.
I don't know. But so I kind of panicked. Yeah. And so then I was like, I'm not going in because it's killing me. And so I'm like, I'm not going in. And then I'm like, what am I, in second grade? I can't come in because I have an earache.
Yeah. I think I would have stayed home.
I almost did.
Yeah. I think I would have.
I almost did.
Boss is out of town.
I know.
Yeah.
A couple of days before the weekend.
Right.
It's going to be a pretty day today.
Exactly.
I think I would have stayed home.
I didn't even get to take my trash out.
Yeah.
So that's why my hair's wet. But I did get to take a full-blown shower. Man, that was awesome.
It's a small win.
It's just little weird things. Like, you know, it's like I'm practicing for being old. Yeah. I think that's what I'm doing right now. It's like just practicing, right?
All right, quick break here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, I am fired up today.
Why is that?
Because of spring. I just feel it. No.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got a little spring in my step this morning.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because today's going to be a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I've got a dumpster coming tomorrow to get the backyard all cleaned up. I got Tony's boys coming over to help me on Saturday. That's all lined up and ready to go.
Yeah, I was shocked that you reached out. You know, because you, I gave you Tony's information and all that stuff, and then I was shocked that you followed up. I was like so proud of you.
Well, I didn't really follow up. I forgot. Tony called me.
Oh.
I was at home.
He followed up.
Yeah. It was like 7 o'clock that night.
Wait a minute. I was so proud of you.
No, I didn't follow up. I stuck it in my back. Hang on a second.
My God.
Hang on.
Oh, wait.
Oh, look. Tony.
Wait, you haven't washed those pants?
No.
Just fold them up and use them tomorrow.
No, but I haven't worn these pants.
Oh, okay.
The last time I wore them was the day that I got this phone number from
you. Right, and you haven't washed them.
Phone number from you. And I haven't washed them. I wore different pants.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I've got Tony's. But I forgot.
So he followed up.
So Tony called me, and he's got his two boys. Now, are they twins?
I don't know.
I think they might be because I said, how old are the boys? Because I wanted to know.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to send over a couple six-year-olds, I don't know what I'm going to do here.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he hired me as a babysitter that day.
Right.
I don't know. He said, they're 15.
Ah, well then.
And I waited for another number because there's two boys.
Right.
I'm like, okay, 15. Yeah, 15. No. He goes, 15. Well, I'm assuming they're twins.
I don't know if they're engaged, but maybe it's his fiance's other child. I don't know.
Anyway, I got a couple of teens, a couple of utes that are coming over, and they're going to help me out on Saturday. So I got that going. Man, I'm telling you, baseball opens up today. It feels like spring to me.
Well, you have it going on, man. That is amazing.
I've got a lot going on
Yeah, good for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Red Rocks opens up this weekend. First concerts for the summer.
Yeah, I heard. So that's great.
Yeah, now I've never heard of the Axe.
Some of them I haven't heard of. Some of them I have. So
I think
some of them are a little. What's that weird word?
Today,
eclectic.
I think this weekend. I think they're called Dumpy Lumpy or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's Dumpy Lumpy and the Vanderpumps.
No, I think it is. It's something like that. It's a Dupalupa. Oopa loop, I don't know, something like that. But anyway, Red Rocks opens. Oh, but it just feels like spring. Don't you think it does?
Except for I'm not a fan of the wind. I know Carson was talking about earlier, and not to get back to that. It's just I'm terrified of fires. I mean, I'm just, because I live in such a wooded area that, I mean, one spark, one, and we're done. You know,
I even had an alert on my Alexa that warned me about today with the fires.
Yeah, yesterday too, we had a fire warning. So high fire warning was yesterday too, and so that's the only thing.
And it's today too, right?
Yeah, high fire danger 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Metro Denver 50 miles per hour, southern Colorado 60 miles per hour.
It doesn't look windy to me.
Well, it's not right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
later 11 on today,
a.m.
I guess.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Well, that part's bad. Because, I mean, remember when over by Boulder, Louisville?
The Marshall Fire.
Yeah, the Marshall Fire. And then remember Colorado Springs, that entire subdivision just wiped out. All you saw was the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of just, I'm not a fan.
And the other thing I'm looking forward to this weekend, and why I'm excited about this, I have no idea. All right. But I can't wait to find out and see if my blue mark goes away on Twitter.
I found out something about Saturday. I found out something about the blue mark.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're on Twitter, you've got the check mark. It's a blue check mark, and that check mark verifies that you are who you say you are, and you get to continue to have your accounts. But to have that blue check mark, you got to pay $11 a month, according to Elon Musk. Well, this has been talked about for quite a while, but this weekend, as of Saturday, it goes into effect. If you have a blue check mark, which I do, and if you resist to pay, then your blue check mark goes away, which means there could be 50,000 BJ Harrises out there with an account, right?
Right. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So if you want to preserve your account, you have to pay the $11 a month. Well, I refuse because Elon Musk is a billionaire, and I'm not going to pay him $11 a month.
All right, so somebody wrote me this in my slipped into my DMs, okay?
Okay.
They said, here's the deal with the blue check mark. If you sign up for Twitter Blue on the app, it's $11 a month. If you sign up on the Twitter website, it's $8 a month. You can also pay for a full year in advance on the website, and that makes the cost $7 a month. So that's why we're hearing all different kinds of prices.
So it's cheaper if you do
go on the website and if you pay for a year.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's why it goes down to $7.
Yeah, but 99% of the people that use Twitter use it on their phone.
I understand. Yeah, that's why it's $11.
So the majority of people are going to pay $11. Boy, that Elon. You know, I like the guy. I like the guy, but he's appearing to be a little sneaky to me.
That is a little sneaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So sketchy.
But that's why we kept hearing all different kinds of prices.
Well, Jamie and I are going to put it to the test because Jamie's paying. Are you paying?
I haven't. I don't know my password.
Oh, that's right. You can't get in. Hey, Spadil, if I decide that I'm going to keep my Twitter, because we do have a BJ and Jamie, do you mind paying for it?
No, I'm good.
Well, you're the producer of the show. In order to get us stuff on the BJ and Jamie account, I mean, I think the producer should pay for it.
The company should pay for it, right?
Can you check into that? See if we get
I don't think the company's going to pay for it. See if
they'll reimburse.
And expense it.
I want you to go to the bosses and see if they'll pay for Jamie, myself, Carson, and the BJ and Jamie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they need to pony up $55 a month.
They're not going to do... Hey, they haven't reimbursed me for In-N-Out.
I know, it's been like 3 years.
And not only that, as long as I'm going to go off on the company, let me tell you one other thing, okay? So they have not paid me back for giving away In-N-Out gift cards, right? Because I used the wrong credit card or some crap they said, right?
What?
Yeah, because I didn't use... I used mine and not the corporate one. Oh, but they told me to use mine that day. Yeah. Whatever.
All right, when In-N-Out came to town, they opened up. It was opening day for In-N-Out Burger. No burger had been sold here in the Colorado area, and they opened up. So, Jamie, because you got to go through a lot of red tape when you go through the company to get gift cards to give away. But we wanted to do it spur of the moment the day it opened.
Yeah.
So Jamie goes out and purchases them on her own, and being told that the company will pay her back for the gift cards.
And they didn't.
And they did not. And you spent like $200.
I did, yeah. And so they never paid me back. Wait, there's more. Okay, so then we had this big like competition thing, okay, for the company. And you had to come up with different promotional ideas, blah, 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 right? So I won. I won the big competition, right? And so it was supposed to be a trip to Aspen, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a trip to Aspen, and I get to stay at the CEO's Aspen home up in the mountains and all this stuff. Nope.
Didn't get it.
Nope. Not.
And get this. It turned out, we later found out, not only did she not get to go to this beautiful, beautiful mansion up in the mountains and spend a week or weekend, whatever it was going to be, with her team, the innovation team, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not only did she not get to do that, the house that they told us about was fake.
It wasn't even, they just grabbed it.
Yeah,
they
grabbed it off
fake.
Of Zillow.
Yeah.
They went to Zillow and grabbed this house. It wasn't even the house.
It wasn't our boss's house. We don't even know if he has a house up there.
They faked the whole thing.
And they were like, look at this hot tub. Doesn't it look amazing?
Look at this. This house is worth like $25 million.
Yeah.
Something like this, you know, because it was from Zillow. Yeah. It's not even our CEO's house.
Not even close.
No.
They just found the picture online and used it.
My God.
I love this company. They're just like me. They're shysters.
Right?
I love it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not realize it was my time.
It is spring.
It's not spring.
It is spring.
Let me tell you why it's not spring.
It is spring.
It's snowing and foggy in Brighton. It doesn't feel like spring, BJ
Harris.
It's
spring.
It's foggy downtown. Downtown is completely socked in with fog.
Give it a couple of hours. It's spring.
It's spring. People are like, I don't know why they're getting irritated at you for saying that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
They're just like, it's not spring.
It's spring to me. Anything above like 20 degrees.
Well, it's 21.
Perfect. It's free.
It's funny you said 20 because it actually says on Fox 21 well, degrees.
I saw the 21.
Oh,
right.
Oh my God.
Cheated.
All right. Anyway, that Jeremy, is it Renner?
Renner, yeah.
Jeremy Renner, you guys know him. He was, what did he play in? Anyway, he is talking about that snow plowing accident where he was crushed by a 7-ton snow plow machine. We call them cats here in Colorado because they groom the mountains. I mean, that thing, I can't believe.
They're huge tractors.
Was it a piston bully? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because I used to ride in one of those because my son's dad used to groom Heavenly in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And so I'd meet him at like 2 a.m. with my son, which just sounds like child abuse. And I would ride with him, and those things are massive.
Yeah, it's a piston bully.
It is a piston bully.
I'll bet you that was cool, though.
What?
Being up there on the mountain, grooming it at 2 o'clock in the morning on one of those cats?
It was kind of cool. Crazy because I have a little baby. The gondola would come down just for me and the baby because obviously it's closed, right?
Yeah.
And so he'd bring it down. I'd get the gondola with a baby at 2 a.m. by myself, go up to the top of the mountain, grab a snowmobile with a baby, drive the snowmobile over to the shop and then get into the piston bully.
That is wild to think about, especially with a little one.
It seems quite illegal to me.
It was crazy.
Yeah, kind of risky.
Yeah, it was the whole thing was nuts. It was really crazy. Anyway, he is going to be on Diane Sawyer. And here's the promo for that little thing.
An ordinary man with a strength that never gives up.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed. There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape.
Oh.
Keep breathing, man. Keep fighting.
8 ribs broken in 14 places. Yeah. Right knee, right ankle broken. Left leg tibia broken. The left ankle broken. Right clavicle broken. Right shoulder broken. Face eye socket. The jaw, the mandible broken. Lung collapsed. Mm. Pierced from the rib bone, your liver, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
The exclusive interview.
You look in the mirror and do you see the same face?
No, I see a lucky man.
What? Was that distorted or is it my ear?
No.
Two things.
It's the audio.
First of all, that moaning in the very beginning, that's me getting up every morning. Okay. Here's the thing.
Because I can't decide if my ears went bad or what.
No, it's just the audio because I listened to it this morning.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
I hate what happened to him, and he was saving his nephew, okay? I don't know if it's worth a Diane Sawyer interview.
Yeah, because he's full he's full of love and titanium.
Look, I hope the guy gets well. I know he had a punctured liver or what, but I don't know if it's an interview. I don't know.
I think it's because didn't he play a superhero?
Yeah, he's in the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's because, like, superhero with broken bones. Maybe it's like that, you know?
Maybe.
Like, how do you go from playing a superhero to almost dying?
I just hear that, and I wish him well, but I don't have any desire to see that. We know he was in an accident.
Yeah.
We know he got crushed. He's lucky to be alive, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I want to sit for an hour and listen to it.
I mean, when I listened to it the first time, too, I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Well,
you did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So what, you guys would rather watch Harry and Meghan?
No, we'd rather get together and watch The Bachelor. You know Carson.
Hey, you know, the executive producer, the guy that created The Bachelor, he just stepped down.
Yeah, after 20 years.
And nobody knows why.
I know why. Watch the show.
Yeah, right? Well, that's what they're saying because the ratings are so bad.
Yeah, that they're terrible.
He wanted to separate himself from it.
Before it got really bad.
Yeah.
They're less than a million now.
Yeah, so that's bad.
There's 375 million people in this country. We have more people that listen to our show.
I know that.
Than they have viewers for The Bachelor.
I know, but they can thank Carson for being one of those 900,000.
Hey, holding strong, baby.
Yeah, yep. 3 hours. That's what the finale was. Man. All right. Anyway, so yeah, that's Diane Sawyer. It's coming up on April 6th. And so there's that. full of love and titanium. I don't know.
Gotta love that line.
I don't know why that line just cracks me up. Hey, there's been a huge train derailment in Minnesota, and all the cars are on fire. It's like they're like gas and oil or whatever. What's going on with the trains lately?
They're running off the tracks.
What's going on?
They can't stay on the tracks.
Because people are putting pennies on them?
I have no idea. I used to do that all the time. And I'd go hide.
I did it with my son, too.
I'd put the pennies on the train track because they always said that it would derail a train. I don't know why I had that urge to do that, but I did it. And I'd go hide in the ditch close by
just
and watch. Watch the train go by and go, darn! Penny wasn't big enough.
A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, and igniting several rail cars, forcing nearby residents to evacuate.
Is that the one? I thought that was a couple of days ago. The one that had all that fuel that went into the Ohio River?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's a different one.
Well, this one's in Minnesota. So this one is derailed this morning, Thursday morning.
Oh, jeez.
I know, right? Anyway, yeah, but it just seems like I know that one of my friends had posted, because you know where Bud's Bar is, right?
Yep.
Well, they were watching the track, and I guess the track was bouncing up at, like, right by Bud's Bar. Yep. It was coming up, and so they called the railroad, and they're like, it's detached from the road.
Whoa.
And so they had to come out and fix it.
But like, while the train was going on it, it was bouncing
It was bouncing, yeah. Oh. So I think somebody saved some lives there.
Good.
I know, because that would have been bad. Because there's a gas station right there, too.
Yeah, these trains, we have no idea what they're hauling.
I know.
I mean, these things, these tankers, we saw with the one that derailed up in Ohio. It's a really bad material on board.
Yeah, right? And this one has
ethanol. That's the only way they can move that stuff by rail.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so just so you know what's going on in the world. Let's see here. I guess Khloe Kardashian is really upset at people because people are asking her if she missed her old face.
I miss her old face.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she looks gorgeous, actually. I mean, I don't mind that she had this plastic surgery. I think she looks beautiful. I've always felt sorry for her because she was always the ugly daughter, you know, and the big girl and all that.
She's the one who looks like Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, that they claim could be her dad,
exactly.
Right?
But now But, you know, look, I'm not a fan of the Kardashians, but she looks absolutely gorgeous. So I'm glad she had her face reworked.
Yeah, all right.
You know?
I like the old face. If I had to vote.
You know, I feel like nobody even cares about the Kardashians anymore.
Right here.
I know. I mean, you never have, and I haven't either, but I just feel like...
I agree.
They've kind of, that whole gluttony and jets and all that stuff.
And there's a picture that I showed Jamie a couple of days ago of Kim Kardashian. And if I were her, I'd be so embarrassed these pictures are out there. She's on the beach. She's actually doing a photo shoot, okay? But she's in a bikini, a thong, okay? Her butt is so damn big.
How big is it?
Well, not only that, it's got little marks on it. You could play connect the dots on that thing, man.
Yeah, it has some. It's like she has a
like
rash.
Acne or something.
Well, she does have psoriasis. So I don't know if she has butt psoriasis or what.
I think she might have butt psoriasis.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's spotty.
Yeah, so maybe that's
she's got spotty butt.
Well, and then, oh my God. And then what happened was, I guess she put the picture out, but she photoshopped it. But people found that picture, the real one. They're like, you're so dumb.
It's not flattering
at all. All right. You'll be happy to know that O.J. Simpson is backing up Gwyneth Paltrow. That's who you want.
Yeah. You're going to win now.
So stupid. Yeah, I guess Gwyneth Paltrow, O.J. Simpson said, look, man, I had the same wipeout on the same run at Deer Valley.
Yeah,
so it could happen.
Yeah, and I saw, too, where she came out of the courtroom really happy yesterday.
Oh, she did?
Something happened in there that swung it her way, I guess.
What?
I don't know. I was just reading it this morning. I didn't get a chance to watch yesterday.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in
you. Yeah, I know. I missed probably one of the best days of the trial.
There's a new movie coming out, and it looks so funny, and it's called Asteroid City.
Yep.
And it looks hilarious. And there's a huge cast, but it's a tongue-in-cheek, what do you call those? I don't know what it's called.
Parody?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It looks really funny. Do you have that trailer, Schmidel?
I do, yeah.
Okay, here it is. I hope it's not dirty.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're not here.
We're not there. The car exploded. Come get the girls. I have to stay here with Woodrow.
I'm not the chauffeur. I'm the grandfather. Where are you?
Asteroid City, Farm Route 6, mile 75.
Junior stargazers and space cadets. Each year we celebrate Asteroid Day, commemorating September 23rd, 3007 BC, when the Arid Plains meteorite made Earth impact.
What do those pulses indicate?
What? Oh, the beeps.
Who's all in it?
Tom Hanks, Scarlett Johansson, Edward Norton, Margot Robbie, a ton of people. It's a big cast.
Steve Carell. Yeah, it looks really funny. When does it come out? Does anybody know? Sorry, I should have had that information available.
No, June 16th.
Cool.
Right, June?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really promoting the hell
out of it. They're running a promo now for June 6th. Yeah. 2 months away.
No. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tell
3 months away, actually. All right. We got a story here, and it reminds me of you, Jamie. Remember that time that you played in that auction and you won the $5,000 bid? And then you ghosted him?
Yeah.
You're on the run?
Yeah.
There's a guy that did the same thing yesterday.
But I don't feel bad. Mine was for PETA. So.
Well, this guy did it to the tune of $190 million.
Oh, my God.
He won the auction, and they can't find him.
No way. My God. Next. That is way different.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, it is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, also in the Odyssey app, all over America. Take us wherever you go. Look outside. You see the sun coming up?
Oh, here comes the sun.
That means spring.
And I say, it's all right.
That's spring. Because all this fog is going to burn off. And then it's going to be beautiful.
I just posted a picture of that Sean Spires guy who ripped me off $600 when... he was my personal trainer and never showed up. Well, I just posted a picture of him because somebody asked me to. This guy that listens to our show was helping him out.
Yeah.
He went out of town and allegedly Sean went out to the airport and found his truck.
Holy moly.
How do you go out to the airport and find somebody's truck?
Without his permission?
Without his permission. He had his key fob.
Yeah.
And he walked. How do you walk around DIA with a key fob and just... blink, 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 blink.
That would take hours.
I park out there, and I can't even find my car. I know. And I'm the one that parked it.
I know, right?
I have to take a picture of the signs.
You do?
Well, yeah.
I remember Rabbit Tooie.
Oh, you do? Yeah. No. I'm talking about the rows, though. I mean, I have to take a picture of, like, G3.
Oh, that's why I'm Rabbit 2E.
Yeah.
So it's
so you go to the same spot every time.
Yeah, Rabbit Dewey.
Well, that's a good move.
Yeah, that's why I always remember that. But anyway, I can't imagine somebody going out with a key fob and just hitting the unlock button at every lot.
That's amazing to me because I don't know how you find the car out there.
Me either.
I couldn't even begin to know where to start to look for somebody's car.
I know. And so he took
off
with it.
It doesn't matter what airline you fly. I mean, I know it's either the east or west side.
Right.
But still, you're talking thousands of vehicles.
No, and both sides.
Yeah.
And you're just walking around. That's some desperation there. Yeah, but anyway.
So they're looking for the truck now?
They are. They're looking for the truck. And him.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Boy.
So anyway, wasn't just me. I don't know if that makes me happy or sad because I'm like.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it is because I felt so stupid that I gave him upfront money.
Yeah.
You know, because I know better than that. But I thought that'll keep me motivated to go and train. If you pay somebody upfront to train, then you'll go because, you know.
You've already paid the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't get where people want to just rip other people off. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
All right, Pope Francis is in the hospital. Did you see this? Yeah, pneumonia.
Oh, my God, BJ, guess what?
What?
I was duped. The Pope never wore a puffy jacket.
What?
Did you guys see that picture that went viral of him in a puffy jacket?
No. I saw it.
It's not real. It's an AI.
What?
Even Elon Musk said
no. No, it's real. No, he was in a puffy jacket. No, I saw it. It was one of those German goose jackets.
No, it's fake.
That's what it looked like.
It's
fake.
No, that's real. No, he was in a puffy.
No way is a Pope going to wear that.
And you know what's funny is Elon Musk even said, nice coat. And it's not real. It was an AI image. We were duped. Oh, anyway, so he's in the hospital. Why?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. That's not good.
Yeah, not good. Yeah. All right, let me get to this story real quick here. There's a guy in New York City that went to an auction, okay? And they were auctioning off a building. It's called the Flatiron Building. and it was being sold, and they went to auction. Well, the guy puts up the paddle, and he bids $190 million.
Wow.
He's been on the hook to pay $19 million as a down payment for the past couple of months. Yesterday was the deadline. They can't find the guy.
Really?
He's backed out. He's ghosted them. So they don't know what to do with this building. It's worth $190 million, or at least that's what he bid on this thing. And now they can't find the guy, which reminded me, the only reason I bring this story up is Jamie White. Okay. Remember when you did this with that Twinkies lunchbox?
I did it with that, and I also did it at a PETA auction.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's a... See, when you mentioned PETA a few minutes ago, yeah. I couldn't put the two together.
Yeah,
so it's two different ones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
all right, what's the PETA story again?
Well, remember the picture that you have with the cat between that woman's legs?
Yeah, I love that picture.
I got that at the PETA auction.
It's right over my fireplace in my house. There's this woman. She's naked. Uh-huh. Okay. And right between her legs is her kitty.
Yeah. It's a true story.
And it's a great conversation piece when people come over. It's a great... And Jamie bought this at an auction.
At the PETA auction.
Yeah, and gave it to me for Christmas.
So I'm walking, and this is just crazy. So we had some cocktails. I know that's like, what? You did? But Alina and myself had some cocktails in the car. Mm-hmm. Not, we weren't driving, obviously. And we were dropped off. And then as we were dropped off... This is the weirdest story. I can't even... It's so dumb. Brooke Shields was coming out, and I said, how was it? And she goes, you're not going to believe this. There's the most ridiculous picture in there on the planet of this naked, skinny guy.
Wait a minute. So... Oh, a naked guy?
A naked skinny guy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a
right,
huge
so
picture.
I thought you were going to talk about the picture I have.
No.
I started to say, Brooke Shields talked about the picture that's hanging over my fireplace?
And I was like, what? And I didn't know really what she was talking about. And so Alina and I chuckled, blah, blah, blah. And we go in, and it is the grossest picture because this guy is so scrawny and so pale, and it's a gigantic picture, and it's gross. I mean, and he's naked. So I thought it'd be funny to buy it for Brooke Shields, right?
Right.
And so I put my paddle up, and I got it for like $5,000. But then I realized I don't know where Brooke Shields lives.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
how are you going to get it to her?
Right. Is this even funny? I don't even, it's something like, I think this is alcohol. Like, I don't think this is even going to be funny. And so then I picked.
Well, it's funny. The way you've planned it in your head, it's funny.
Yeah.
But being able to execute it is a problem.
It's going to be a huge problem.
To pay it off. Yeah.
Right. And to get it home.
Yeah.
Once the car service comes back to get us. This picture is gigantic. And we're going to have to put it on the roof.
Yeah, you're not going to strap it to the roof.
Right. And so I'm like, what am I doing? And then Alina's like, bloody hell, this is the dumbest thing you ever done. And so, I mean, she's from Iran or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm like, oh my God. So I bought yours, the one I gave you,
yeah,
right?
The woman and her kitty?
Yeah. And then after that, then I raised my paddle for the gigantic one. And then we took off. Because I was like, I don't want that thing.
I can't blame you for that.
Yeah,
though.
So you made a run for it.
I did.
And you won the auction, but you made a run for it.
Because I just like,
what now, is that
thinking?
Illegal?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I didn't sign anything.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
They just gave me
they
a paddle.
They just go to the next person, right?
They didn't register my paddle or anything.
Yeah, but I would think that it's borderline illegal, I would guess. I don't know.
A little bit of fraud, man.
I don't know.
Who likes PETA anyway?
I will tell you, though, the picture Jamie gave me, it's this woman. She's got her legs kind of open, and there's a cat. And man, this woman has one of the prettiest kitties you've ever seen in your life.
What are you
and
doing?
It's right there over the top of my fireplace.
You know, you should look up.
Frog loves that picture, by the way.
I bet.
You should look up the artist and see if it's worth anything.
I should look it
up.
Yeah.
Because it was
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
I think it was like $500. So
I'd sell that in a heartbeat. Oh, yeah.
You should look it up.
Yeah, I should look it up.
Because, I mean, who knows? It might be like...
All right, the other story is
like
this.
Like a Picasso now.
Back, I don't know, several years ago, 5-6 years ago, there was this whole thing about Twinkies going away, okay? Which, by the way, they never did.
they never went away.
Mm-hmm. That crap was worth nothing then. It's worth nothing now. But they had all these auctions of things that had Twinkies on it. The logo, the pictures, and everything else. And so they had a lunchbox on eBay. And it was a Twinkies lunchbox that people were bidding on. And Jamie was the highest bidder. $5,000. $5,000.
Well, I've never been a part of eBay and the auction thing, and I got caught up in it.
You got a bidding war going.
I couldn't stop, BJ. I couldn't stop.
And you won it at $5,000. This guy finally bailed out. It was between you and another dude, right? And this thing was so huge, folks, at the time, that it made CNN. That's right. CNN had a story about a Denver woman that paid $5,000 for a Twinkies lunchbox. Well, then Jamie ghosted him.
Well, I wasn't planning on actually spending that.
Yeah.
But I just got caught up in the moment of auction. You know, like, oh, he outbid me by a dollar, and so then I go another dollar, and I've never done eBay, and so it was so exciting, just the rush of trying to.
You
but
wanted
then,
to win.
Then he bailed. Well, I didn't actually want to. Oh. I just don't know. I got caught up in the moment, and it's a weird thing. It's like a problem. And then when he bailed out, I was like, no, I don't want that.
Well, you got in competition with that dude, and you were not going to let him win.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm bidding on, but you're not going to win, you sucker. And that's how it happened. He jacked it on up there, and then you went over the top of him with $5,000. Hey, Spadil, do me a favor.
Okay.
Look up a Twinkies lunchbox real quick on eBay. Let's just see that if Jamie had paid her $5,000, what that lunchbox would be worth today.
Because I'm not allowed on eBay anymore.
No, you're banned.
They ban me.
Good. They should ban you.
I know, right?
We don't need people like you on there. All right, what do you got?
I see one that's listed for $20.
Oh. See, it was a good move that I bailed.
Yeah.
It was a good move that I bailed out that.
$15 here.
Oh, yeah. that's a bargain.
Jamie, if you remember, the hype during that thing was that these lunch boxes would be worth $15,000 to $20,000 at some point.
I remember. Yeah, that's what I was like, okay, let's go.
Oh man.
$15 now. I made the right move.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie here. Welcome to a Thursday. Opening day for baseball, by the way. Although the Rockies aren't in town, they're on the road, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're in San Diego,
yeah,
right?
Tonight they play, I guess. I thought the game was in the afternoon, but I think they moved it. Oh, by the way, speaking of,
what? Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah. No, I made a note here. I got to inform you that I will not be here on Monday, November 6th.
Okay.
Just go ahead and put that in your
calendar. All right, why is that?
I got my tickets yesterday for John Mayer in Utah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you did?
That's exciting.
Can I talk about this for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
My wife.
Loves John Mayer.
She loves John.
I mean, like, loves.
My God, she'd dump me in a heartbeat for John Mayer.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not jealous about that at all.
It's John Mayer.
Yeah.
I mean,
and boy,
he's much better looking than you.
Yeah, much better. Much more talented than I am. More money.
Yeah, all of it.
He's got everything that I don't have, okay? He's got everything. But, man, these people that travel around to see these acts, I don't know about you guys. You're a little loopy. I got to be honest. You're a little bit loopy. And I know I'm talking about my wife, but hey, that's the way I see it. You're a little loopy, okay? Now, John Mayer's going to be in town on Monday. Did you know that?
Here?
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah. April 3rd. He's right here at the, I still call it the Pepsi Center, but it's Ball Arena, right? So he's going to be down there. Then a week later, the 14th, I think it is, Friday night, Los Angeles.
Okay.
Ooh. She's going.
She's going?
Yeah.
Wow.
By herself.
Oh, ballsy.
That's commitment.
I like it.
By herself.
Okay.
Flying out to Los Angeles, going to go see John Mayer.
All right.
Then, after that, I think 3 weeks later, Houston, Texas. John Mayer.
She's going there. She's going to Houston, too?
Houston, Texas. See John Mayer. June 3rd, 4th, something like that. Detroit, Michigan.
She's going to that?
John Mayer.
Oh, my God.
Might be something.
She really does like John Mayer.
And then Utah on November 5th or 6th, something like that.
John Mayer.
And this one, I've been asked to go.
Are you going?
Yeah, we bought the tickets last night.
Wait, you are going? I thought you were kidding.
No, she didn't feel
comfortable. You're going to miss work to go to John Mayer? Are you kidding me? Make up a different excuse for the boss.
John okay? Mayer.
I would Spindle, come up with something else.
Spindle, look up John Mayer in Salt Lake City, and you tell me. I think it's November 5th or 6th, something like that. But I know for a fact, tickets were bought last night. She bought them last night. They had a pre-sale last night.
Is that the finale?
So why, I have no why idea. Do you have to go to that one?
I don't know. She just said, hey, I'm going to Utah.
I would feel more uncomfortable going alone in Los Angeles than alone in Salt Lake City.
Or Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Jeepers, come on. You're going to Detroit to see John Mayer?
But she said comfortable in Salt Lake City. Have you ever been there? It's like, oh my gosh, nothing happens there.
But people, she's got a friend that follows Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
For his shows. You know, a lot of people do that. I remember when people used to follow the new kids on, and probably some people still do.
Spindle
new kids,
follows somebody.
Backstreet Boys. Yeah. Spindle, who do you follow?
Dead and Company.
Who?
I followed Dead and Company around for like one summer. I went to a bunch of different shows.
So Dead and Company.
He knows the feeling.
It's the Grateful Dead, but John Mayer is the main singer now because Jerry Garcia is dead.
John Mayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, Spindle and Lisa have a lot in common.
No kidding.
All connected.
So is John Mayer good?
Yeah, he does really good on the songs that he's like meant to sing.
Huh. All right, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has a killer Althea. He's really good at that song.
Yeah.
Or St. Stephen's, really good at that one.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. Body is a wonderland, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Look at that. All right. Well, anyway, I just want you to know that I'm going to Utah to see John Mayer in concert, and I'm so excited.
But listen, let's come up with something different. The boss is going to be like, what?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Like, because I've got to put this in on my, you got to go in there and put why you're going to be out.
Exactly.
And if I put John Mayer in Utah, I could lose my job. All right. Let me think. I know.
Okay.
Kidney transplant. How could they say no, Jamie?
They can't.
Or
female problems.
Female problems. Rehab.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, there's a little mountain lion warning. Yeah.
Mountain lion?
Yeah. I guess in Woodland Park, you know, that's past like Colorado Springs or whatever. But here's what I'm telling you. I know that's far away from most of us. But why I'm telling you is it's because it's on a public path. Like a hiking path, a hiking trail. And, you know, usually you don't see those suckers on hiking trails, right? Because, I mean, the hiking trail. And they're usually skittish. But this is a mom and her two cubs. Yee, that's scary.
Yeah, you don't mess with the babies.
I feel like that your wife just texted you.
Yeah.
Because you look apprehensive while you're looking at your phone. Yeah. Yeah. Did it go well?
No. I can't wait to go to Utah. I hear it's beautiful this time of year. Well, I mean, in November.
Well, November it is beautiful, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You know, I've only been to Utah once.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very impressed.
Well, they have great runs, so you guys should go skiing.
I don't run.
Yeah, ski runs.
Yeah.
Oh.
The slopes.
I don't ski.
Yes, you did. When I met you, you were a skier.
Yeah, that was one time.
Well,
I've not been back since.
Well, you can start.
It's not like I have a pass or anything.
I know, but you can. You can just go. It's the weirdest thing. You go to the window.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake City, and you go one place.
Yeah. They had when I went out there in Salt Lake City. They had the weirdest drinking laws.
Yeah.
And that was back when I was actually consuming, but they had the weird laws. You had to buy like member. It was confusing. You had to buy memberships in just a regular bar. You go into it, you had to buy a membership.
I don't remember how it worked out.
I don't either.
I don't remember what we did.
But it was weird.
But it was like it was almost like a separate door.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it was detached. I don't know. It was like he said. It was weird. That's
it
all
was.
I remember.
That's what I remember.
What I remember from Salt Lake City is having a baby and throwing up all over me.
Ugh. Yeah. And that
you
lake,
remember that first puke.
I do. Yeah, you do. And that lake they have out there, man, it's salty.
Huh.
Well, it is. And it's nasty looking.
The
Great Salt Lake.
Yeah.
It's really nasty.
It's so nasty, yeah. But yeah.
You can float in it, though. Do you know that?
No, I don't think you're allowed in it.
No, I mean, if you did get in it, you could float really good because salt water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're very buoyant in salt water.
Yep.
Thanks for the lesson.
Yep. Looking forward to Utah.
I went out there for that. What's the movie thing? You know, where they show different movies all the time? You go and watch them?
Oh, yeah, the film festival.
Film festival. That's what it's called. A film festival.
Yeah.
Went out there for that. All right, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, are you in trouble? Is that why?
No. I smoothed it over.
Oh, you did just then?
Yeah.
Oh, because...
Always use that excuse. Honey, it's radio.
Oh, right.
It's radio.
Yeah.
We're just having some fun.
Sometimes that doesn't work out, though.
No, it doesn't.
No, sometimes...
They don't buy it.
Sometimes they don't buy it at all. Mm-mm. At all. You know what, though? I was thinking about how you said, like, people don't think we work and all that stuff. But you know what? I'm kind of... If I was, like, Brie or Lisa or whatever, I would kind of be irritated that I had to work until, like, 7 o'clock at night, and then I came home and you didn't get everything done. Because you are done at 10 a.m.
What the hell? Am I at home all of a sudden?
No.
Can't we just do tabloid trash and move on?
I'm just saying.
What,
like,
the heck?
Because she works all day. I mean, she works all day.
You don't think I hear that every day?
Well, I was just thinking about it. It's like, it's kind of not fair. I mean, of course she should expect that she comes home and everything should be done.
No, I feel it because Bree's at home all day and I'm at home all day now. And I feel like secretly she judges me during the day on what I'm doing. Like,
yeah,
if I'm having lunch at the table and I'm watching TV, she's like, why aren't you doing something?
Yeah, we're done at 10.
Look, here's the truth. I do more in 4 hours than most people do in 12.
Really? Really?
Okay.
Really?
If you're headed to work right now and you're going to work all day and you're thinking, oh, he's sitting there just talking out his butt, you know, for 4 hours. No. You don't understand what I do behind the scenes. I do more in 4 hours than anyone listening to this show does in 12 hours. I work my ass off.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, if they just had a camera that followed me around all day,
really?
You would see.
You need a documentary.
You know what? They don't pay me enough.
Really? Sometimes you do stand up. That's a lot. When you have to go to the bathroom. Oh, by the way, how's your prostate?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
The doctor. I got a good clean bill of health.
Yeah, because you were peeing a lot.
Peeing a lot. He told me to back off the iced tea.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't the prostate.
He said, you're drinking too much iced tea.
Got
and
it.
I said, okay.
Well, that's good
back
news.
It down. Yeah.
And did he, you know, dingle.
The one finger discount?
Yeah. And?
It's so uncomfortable. It is, because you know it's coming.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's just so uncomfortable. Yeah. And here's what I don't like.
Is it, though, really?
Well, I know for people like Fidel it's not, but for me it is.
What did I say?
All right, listen.
Participating, and then I get slammed.
You were doing nothing. That was not okay.
Guys, come on now. Get over it. Listen. Here's the part I don't like is when they continue to try to make conversation as they're doing it.
Oh.
It's just uncomfortable because, you know, you're in the middle of a sentence. And, No, I haven't played golf in a while.
How about that weather?
They talk to you?
Yeah.
They don't just moan?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm used to.
No. All right, this is ridiculous. Come on, let's get through this tabloid trash. Let's move on.
All right,
we're going to be in trouble.
Why? How?
Because our boss is going to get mad
at
us.
He's out of town.
Yeah, he's not listening.
He's out of town.
He's got that Odyssey app.
Yeah, but
man, it's a good app.
Listen, he's not going to be listening. He's like, bye.
Yeah.
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 Never mind.
Yeah, it's fine. Listen, we're just having fodder. About fingers.
Finger fodder.
Yeah, remember I mapped it out for this hour.
Yeah. Just right here on the sheet. Finger fodder.
Very calculated.
7:40.
Bam Margera, whatever his name is. Margera. He got arrested after causing a scene with his estranged wife. Man, he is not sober, is he?
Doesn't appear that way, does
no.
it? Now, was he drunk?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he was wasted.
They said Bam was drunk as a skunk, is what this says, and arrested after causing a scene at a restaurant where his ex-wife, Nicole, and their son, that's sad, and their 5-year-old son, they were both...
What just happened?
You got a limp mic?
It fell?
It just...
Oh, jeez.
Can't stay up.
Okay, it'll be fine.
Oh. Nope.
Yeah.
There.
Hey, okay. Spadil. We need the pliers.
We do need
I'll
something.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, and so he was arrested after causing a scene. Police tried to de-escalate the situation, but he was so drunk, Bam was, that they ended up arresting him and booking him. Because,
you know, he's on my list. Remember?
I know. Yeah. That's kind of a sad
when you choose the people that's going to pass away during the year.
Yeah.
I got Bam.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
But that's a sad one, you know? Because he just cannot get it together. Wow, I sound different now. Ow! My God. I'll just talk on the side. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, thanks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. Also, the Odyssey app, which you put on your phone, and we go everywhere you go. It's currently, what, 21?
It is 21 degrees outside.
Going to be nice today. It's going to be spring, like they say, so around 60 for a high.
Very nice.
Next few days, same thing. I've got a couple of stories here if you want to hear them.
Oh, I love story time with BJ.
I think they're interesting, okay? Remember a couple of days ago you and I brought up pirates?
Yes.
All right. On this show, and I don't know why this happens, but Jamie and I can bring up the most random thing there is in the world. And a few days later, usually the next day, you'll see a story about it that makes the news.
Yeah.
It's
we
crazy.
Have this weird thing.
It's a weird intuition or coincidence, whatever you want to call it.
We were talking about, I said, because Jeff Bezos' ship had just been seen for the first time. And I said, I don't know if I'd want such a high profile, vessel because there's pirates.
Pirates.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure he has, some kind of defense on it, but still, I'd be scared of that.
2023, this is on Texnado, 2023 and there's pirates? Come on, guys. We even got that on that day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Pirate story.
Oh, what?
A major shipping lane has been attacked again by pirates. There's a ship that's missing. This ship is a cargo cruiser, or cruise cargo, whatever it's called. And all 16 members of the ship are locked in a safe room on the ship. And the pirates have it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Where is this?
They don't know where it's at.
Like Congo or something?
No, New Guinea.
Oh, New Guinea.
New Guinea. Right. But they took over the ship. They got on the ship armed with guns and took over the ship. The crew ran to the safe room, locked themselves in.
I didn't know they had a safe room.
They're inside the safe room right now as we speak, and they can't come out because the pirates have the ship.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
But I'm just crazy that that comes up.
It's right after you and I. Wackadoodle, man. Yeah, crazy. Uh-huh. Hold on, I'm looking at pirate jokes. Just
story.
Trying to save it. Top 20 pirate jokes.
I can tell that one didn't impress you.
Well, it's fine.
But I'm thinking about these 16 people, man. Can you just imagine they're locked in like a refrigerator or something on board this ship and they can't come out? Can't do anything because pirates are walking around the ship with guns.
What's the pirate's favorite part of a song?
The hook?
Yeah! How'd you know that?
Yeah.
Wow!
I'm a pirate at heart.
Oh my God, that was really good. That was impressive. Wow, okay.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You'd think it's the R, but it'd be the C, matey.
Well, that was dumb.
You just ruined it.
It'd be the sea, matey?
Yeah, because they sail on the sea, so the C is their favorite letter instead of R.
Oh, we got it.
Misdirection.
Yep. Okay, anyway, we'll put those up.
All right, got another story.
Yeah.
All right, did you see this? A woman, we've been talking about this too, and here we go again. Remember the AI thing, disguising a voice, scamming people, all that?
Yep.
A person did it with Elon Musk's voice.
I saw this.
Scammed a woman who's the principal of a school. She writes a $100,000 check from the school to Elon Musk.
Yeah,
or at least she thinks she does.
I saw that.
And she was going to get a kickback from Elon Musk of what? Millions of dollars for the school.
Right. So I don't understand. So he asked her, this AI that sounds like Elon, asked her to send money.
Uh-huh. $100,000.
She did it.
Here's the story.
God. A school principal resigns after the school board says she wrote a $100,000 check to someone pretending to be Elon Musk.
And there's no doubt that Dr. McGee has done absolutely amazing things for the last 12 years in that school.
Albert Amalfitano is the Burns Science and Technology Charter School Board Chair. Today, he reflects on the mark left by former principal Dr. Jan McGee. She stepped down shortly after she signed that check.
It's a tough story to kind of believe, and if that's the case, you know, it's then she was really, really, really scammed.
She claims it was written in hopes of receiving $6 million in return for the school. However, Amalfitano says she signed off without telling anyone.
That's kind of like, you know, a little shady as far as I'm concerned, but the investigation is going to tell everything.
Sounds like he doesn't believe her. She took the money herself.
Well, it sounds like that he thinks that she was going to take some of the millions is what it sounds like to me.
Like she was in it for herself only. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what wow,
man, and she's a PhD.
Yeah,
wow.
And I guess she had 12 outstanding years performance-wise at school, but now she's resigned. She wasn't fired; she resigned. I guess the firing was coming. You can hear it in his voice, though. He's not buying it, is he?
Something's a little
yeah.
I think he's just irritated. Like, are you stupid?
She wrote a $100,000 check, thinking she's going to get $6 million from Elon Musk. Now, first of all, if Elon Musk called me, I wouldn't even know what his voice is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because they say there's no connection between her and Elon, except for asking for money.
Well, and don't we all know if anybody asks you for money to get money, you never do it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the oldest scam in the book, right?
You know what? I believe him. I think this woman is a scammer.
What do you mean?
I think she was trying to get some money for herself.
Of the millions?
Yeah.
Because she didn't clear with anyone. Well, she didn't tell anyone about it.
Not only that, she's a very smart woman.
Yeah,
okay?
She has a PhD.
PhD.
Yeah.
And you're going to send $100,000 of the school's money, and your kickback's going to be $6 million? Now.
I know. That's because, you know, it's like when some guy from Nigeria, right, he writes us, and he says, hey, listen, you've won $8 million, but you need to send me $250,000 to get it, to pay the taxes on it or whatever, right? You don't. I mean, how does a PhD do that?
Yeah, there's something going on here. I'm not buying her story either. I think she's a crook.
She might be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Rockies play tonight. It's opening day, but it's in San Diego, so it's not really opening day here. That'll be next week, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, well, it happened last year too, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. They started on the road last year too.
Here's what they often do, I think. Now, I don't know this for a fact. Spadil might know more than me because he's more of a baseball fan, but I think they take the crappy teams and put them on the road.
But San Diego's crappy.
Huh?
No, San Diego's good.
No, they're good.
Oh, they are?
They're really good.
Oh, I thought you guys were just talking and said they were crappy.
No. We said the Rockies. They're crappy.
Okay. But
San Diego's good. But don't they take the crappy teams and stick them on the road for opening day?
No, they usually kind of just do an every other year thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nevertheless.
Now, I heard like a commercial that we played here on the Radio Ranch where they're like going to make it more exciting, bigger, this, and all this stuff. Like they're going to make it better. Or something.
They did have a lot of rule changes going into this year, and that should make it more exciting for like the casual fan. The biggest thing is they added a pitch clock. So now pitchers have 20 seconds to make their pitch, and the batters can't like stop the clock anymore. So that'll cut down like a lot of time. Just like dead time.
So no more crotch grabbing?
No more crotch grabbing. No more like waving your hand in the air. No, none of that stuff.
None of that adjusting.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
They fix the glove and all
spinning
that.
Spinning it.
Yep.
Yeah. You got to, you know, run your hand up and down that
bat. I don't know if I want 20 seconds to throw a pitch, especially if it's like, you know, two and three. That'd be scary.
Yeah. They have one rule. Now, I don't know that much about it, and we're not a sports station, but they have one rule that they've put in that I don't really care for. Now, if they go into extra innings, are you aware of this, Jamie? If they go into extra innings, they start with a man on second base.
Well, that's dumb.
Really? They've been doing that for a couple of years, though.
That's dumb. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that's a rule they've put in that I don't really care for.
Well, they were tired of these games that had, like, they would go to extra innings, and then sometimes it would be, like, 20 extra innings. So they're trying to get rid of that
stuff.
Yeah,
but just putting a guy on second base,
you
like
are,
a double?
You are a professional baseball team. I don't care if it takes 3 days to finish the game. It doesn't matter. You don't take a guy and stick him. You fudge. That's fudging, okay? You don't stick a guy on second base just to set it up so that they can score faster. That seems like to me that cheapens the game.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the rule either, but the biggest problem are that people, the MLB is hemorrhaging fans, right? Like, their people just aren't watching baseball.
That's not going to bring them back, though.
I agree, but their biggest complaint is that the games are too long, so they're just trying to make all these new rule changes that shorten the games.
Yeah, but I'm with BJ. It doesn't change how I feel about baseball. Yeah.
Exactly.
It makes me hate it more.
If you were going to get more people to come in and watch the game, and you want to create more and the game be over quicker, why don't you just put a guy on second every inning?
Or load them up.
Start out the game with the loaded bases. There you go. Just load up the bases every inning.
The only that way baseball you've got... game is the. Have you seen that team that's hilarious? That like they do dances and stuff. Have you guys seen them like the Alabama Zoo people or something?
Oh, it's like a minor league team. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh my God, they're so fun. That's the only
Who
baseball.
Are they?
I forgot their names, but they're like.
It's like a joke. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not a movie you've been watching?
No,
or something?
It's a real baseball team, and it's the only ones I watch.
And they dance.
They do. Oh my God, and they're good. Yeah, they came out yesterday. I watched one of the games, and they all came out, and they all did like a whole dance. It was really good. They're amazing. Hello?
Fidel, do you have any idea what
this
she's talking about?
You know what this is? You know, this is like the aunt. You didn't believe that my aunt gave aunt. There was an aunt that died on my countertop, and two other aunts came over and gave it CPR. And BJ didn't believe me, but then we found an article where
not,
it says that aunts do come and rescue their fallen soldiers.
No, this is not like that. The aunt story, I didn't believe. Okay.
But then
this story, it's not that I don't believe it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about. I do believe that you watched yesterday some team come out and do a little did a dance.
Yeah.
And they're famous or whatever. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out who in the heck you're talking about because I don't know.
Are you talking about this video, the Savannah Bananas?
Well, I mean, they do lots of videos.
Yeah.
And it is the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
That's their names. And they're worth watching.
The Savannah Bananas.
And they're fantastic.
And they dance. And
they have really good social media videos.
Do you have any music from the Savannah Bananas?
Here's what they're dancing. Don't be happy in the line. Be a peak because you know I got a
shell. Fergie Ferg, give me love you long time. Well, the Rockies should be doing this.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that would bring more fans. That's better than a man on second in the 10th inning, Spadil.
I'm telling you, you guys got to follow the Savannah Bananas.
I want to be a banana fan.
Follow them because they're amazing.
Wow.
The Savannah Bananas.
I'm a new fan. Yeah, I like that music.
It's the only baseball that's good.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Is it okay to talk about this weightlifter?
I think so.
I think it is, right?
As long as we say, I think alleged, right? Well, it happened to me, and yeah.
No. I'm talking about the weightlifter out of Canada.
Not that. I was like,
I don't want to really get
involved. Well, no, but I mean, we were just talking about it off the air.
That's why I
thought you were talking about that, because we were just talking about him off the air.
No, because that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
On the backside, after it's completed, somebody's arrested, maybe.
Yeah, better
but,
be.
But no, I'm talking about that weightlifter up in Canada that's... I think he's just trying to spoof what's going on in the world. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, go ahead and tell everybody what happened.
All right. In Canada, they had a weightlifting competition for women. A couple of years ago, maybe even 18 months ago, a person that's trans came in and won the competition and set a new record. Okay? Guy that trans to a woman is a weightlifter and won the competition and set a new record. Okay?
Which is completely fair.
Okay, so, the other women in the competition did not think it was fair.
Oh, I did.
All right, so a guy, this is not about how you feel about this,
I'm
okay?
I'm just saying, I think it's...
So a dude, the competition came around again just this past couple of days. So a guy who literally looks like a Bulgarian or Russian or German weightlifter, I mean, the guy is huge, Jamie.
Okay.
He put on his application that he's a woman.
That he identifies as a woman?
Yeah, he identifies.
That he identifies as a woman. So they couldn't deny him. He goes in and smashes, I mean absolutely smashes, the trans person's record that they set 18 months ago. And the trans person, along with community, is really mad at this guy.
You know, I'm this is all getting so complicated to
me. Isn't that wacky, though?
Yeah,
and it's obvious that the guy did it to prove a point.
Right. And I think, and this is just me, and don't get mad at me or whatever, but I'm going to say it out loud, and I'll probably get canceled or something. But I feel like it needs to be its own category at this point.
I would agree with you.
You know, I think this point, it's just getting so wacky. You know? And I mean, and this guy now, like, just as a jab, he identifies as a woman, even though he doesn't. He's just being a, you know, that guy.
And more people are going to start doing these kind of things.
Yeah,
too,
exactly. It's just getting kind of whack-a-doodle-doo.
It is whack-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, it really is. And if you're a woman, an athlete that you've trained for years and years and years and years, you got to be shaking your head, don't you?
Well,
like, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
It's not fair.
What's going on here?
It's just, that's why I'm saying, and I'm sure somebody's going to be mad about that. And if you are trans, I apologize if you're mad about that, but maybe you agree with me. I don't know. But maybe it's its own category. I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, because I get that if I'm transgender, if I get that I am now a man, right? Okay, let's pretend I'm a man. Look, I want to be treated equally as a man. I want to hit off the same tee box that you do, because now I'm a man and I want to be treated like a man, right? That's what I am, because I've done all the hormones and everything. So I get that you want to participate equally, but the problem is it is just not equal.
Yeah.
You know, because I wouldn't hit it as far as you.
Caitlyn Jenner claims that she hits from the men's tees.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and so that's
because
fair.
Because she felt like that when she played other women, that it wasn't fair.
Well, that's
that
good.
She was hitting
like
the ball
that.
So much further.
Right.
And she said that she plays from the men's team.
Which are, in case you don't know, they're further back from the hole.
Right,
so,
right.
So I like that she does that, see, because she gets it.
Man, this has become such a big issue, though, that, you know, that the people are participating in sports that you weren't biologically, you know, supposed to play years ago.
Well, and it's even hard for us as broadcasters to talk about it, because we have to do this dance and this tippy-toeing and don't piss off anybody and say the right things and, you know, whatever.
Okay. Have we done that?
I feel like that I did that. Yeah, I think I did
a good job.
Did
I do that?
Not really. You just was like, oh.
Well, I feel like I probably were more a little bit more sensitive about it than you were. I feel like that you might have been the person that crossed the line.
I don't think that there was a line crossed. I think I actually explained it quite well. Yeah. I think you were like, whoa.
I think if I became a woman tomorrow, identified that way.
Well, you already have the boobs for it.
I see what I mean? See how insensitive you are?
What did I do?
Because that's not fun.
I just meant that you don't have to get that breast augmentation.
If I identified as a woman tomorrow, I'd certainly take advantage and play from the red tees.
You would?
Yeah, I think
I
would.
See, but that's not, you're not doing it right, you know? That's, no. Because you know you're going to out drive me.
Exactly.
Did you see that? This one's funny. Yeah. Did you guys see that a sorority is actually suing the college because they've allowed transgenders to join their sorority?
To rush, yeah.
Yeah, and they were men or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just don't feel comfortable. But I'm like, man, that's a good... You know what? If I was a woman, I'd be like, I'm a man, and I'd go into the fraternity.
In the fraternity
house.
Yeah,
I'd be like seeing wieners everywhere.
Okay. Well, the insensitive thing, you just won. Yeah, you just topped me, and I'm really happy about that, because I can walk out of here now feeling like you're going to get more trouble than I am.
Why?
Because you threw the word wiener in there.
I know, but I think this conversation. A lot of people would agree with that, right? Like go into a fraternity.
Well, a lot of people would agree. They just wouldn't say it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
See, that's where
sword
you...
Sword fights!
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wait a minute. You don't know if you actually ordered my slippers?
No, I did order them.
You did?
Yeah, I did order them. I checked my receipt through PayPal.
Yeah.
And I did order, but I can't really track them. because they didn't ask for an email address, so I've gotten nothing back as far as, you know, being able to track the package or anything. So I'm just kind of waiting to see what shows up at the door.
Well, when I looked at my stupid-ass, whatever, slippers. Oh, sorry, they're not called that, are they? No. No, they're just
what
called
do you mean?
My slippers. Yeah, they're not called
my slippers. Oh, my slippers.
Yeah, not my stupid-ass slippers.
No, they're not. No, they're not. No. I don't appreciate that at all.
Well, when I looked to see what the heck you had bought for your nursing home visits.
No, it's not for nursing home visits. It's to wear around the house and possibly even to wear them to work.
Yeah,
because they say they're so comfortable.
They said they're all seasonal. Yeah.
They're only $25 right now. I don't do commercials for my slippers or my pillow. But they're only $25. They're normally $149.
I don't know why they're on sale.
I know. It's a bargain, man. I think it's a spring clearance.
Well, when I went to go look at what the heck they look like, it said if you entered your email, you get a free gift.
It didn't give me a space to enter the email, though.
Oh, I'm just saying.
When I ordered.
You didn't get a free gift?
No, I didn't get a free gift.
I was wondering what the free
I
gift
I will
was.
Tell you about yesterday, the FedEx truck showed up at my house a couple of times. The little, you know, ring goes off on your phone. And I'm like, oh, man, slippers are here. And I go to the front door, and every package has her name on it.
Then you're waiting for your slippers.
Yeah, because mine.
Think about your life. You're waiting for slippers, and you're excited.
I know. And I saw the guy, and he had a box. Man, it looked like a slipper box. Did it ever? Nope. Got her name on it.
Oh, my God. This is so sad.
But I'm waiting.
You know, and I just hazed you so bad yesterday about it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe how many people, even females, were going, I love my slippers. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I don't have a testimonial for you yet because I haven't received the slippers. But I have read a bunch of reviews online, and I know a lot of these put up the positive stuff. They don't put up the negative. But from everything I'm seeing, man, oh man, $25 for my slippers? What a bargain that is. They say they're the most comfortable shoes you'll ever put on.
We really live different lives. You know what? What I'm shopping for?
What?
A used Hobie Cat.
A what?
A used Hobie Cat.
What's a Hobie Cat?
Nothing. We just
Hobie Cat? Is that like a surfboard?
No.
It's not. Like a hoverboard.
What's a Hobie Cat? It's fine. Is that a drill?
It's fine. Don't tell him either.
Hobie Cat.
Don't tell him.
I'm having to look it up myself. So.
You don't know either?
No.
You guys, you both don't know what a Hobie Cat is? Uh-uh. Oh, my God. We definitely have different lives. Anyway,
Hobie Cat.
That's what
hey, Spadil, do you know?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
You've never heard of it?
All three of
you? No. Not one time.
A Hobie Cat.
A Hobie Cat.
How do you call Hobie?
I got it. Snowblower.
No! It's not a snowblower. Oh, my God.
Is it an RV?
No! Don't even forget it. Just, oh, my God. How can I be the only one in this room that knows what a Hobie
Cat is? I got it. Okay. Wood chipper.
Yes.
Hobie Cat wood chipper.
I'm looking for a used Hobie Cat wood chipper. Oh, my God. You guessed it. Wow, crazy. No, I can't. I'm looking for a used one, but they're all, like, they're so hard to find, and there's one in Nebraska. I don't know. It's like a 98. That's just scary.
Is it a tractor for, like, a farm?
No.
Because then you could use it down at your cabin, so that would make sense.
Nothing runs like a deer. That's what I ride. Anyway, it's a sailboat, you guys.
It's a sailboat.
A Hobie Cat sailboat. It's.
Well, I don't feel so bad about it, though. I mean, if it were like a saw or some type of a tool. Yeah, that a guy should know. Uh-huh. The Hobie Cat, being a sailboat, I've never sailed.
Yeah.
So I don't feel so bad about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometimes you guys worry me like a
lot. I have no idea. I've never heard of that in my life.
I will say that you are going to be extremely jealous when I get my slippers.
And you are going to be extremely jealous when I talk about sailing.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. I'll be like,
where are you going to sail?
Chatfield.
Yeah, right. Okay. I can see to the other side. I don't need to sail over there.
Or,
I can see it.
I think, does Cherry Creek, does that allow it? I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm going to sail, BJ, and I'm going to get up on one side, and I'm going to lean over like I'm America's Cup.
Hey, speaking of seeing to the other side, can I mention this visibility thing real quick?
Okay, go ahead.
So there was breaking news a few minutes ago on TV that our visibility, because of the fog this morning, is down to 8 miles. And I saw it and looked around the room and I said, huh, do we really need to see further than eight miles?
Yeah. Wow.
I swear, did a breaking news report that visibility is down to 8 miles. Yeah, be careful out there.
It's true.
I'm like, what?
It's true. They did. And we're like, why are you doing a visibility report when you can see everything? I don't know. Anyway. All right. That's crazy. There's lots to talk about, including, did you know that Elon Musk is the most followed Twitter person?
I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah. 133 million people are following him on Twitter.
Wow.
More than Barack Obama. I guess Barack Obama used to hold the record, but now Elon is holding the record at 133 million people.
Yeah, that Elon, man, you can't stop him. He's got more followers, more money, got more everything.
Well, and it's weird. I didn't even know 133 people were even on Twitter because I feel like I get the same crap every day.
133.
What did I say?
133?
Million.
Oh, okay. Million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know that there was that many people on Twitter to even follow
him. I feel
him.
Like he padded his followers a little bit with that.
I don't know. I think the people that decide to stay on Twitter are following him.
I think Twitter is over 300 million.
Is it?
Is it? Yeah.
Why do I only get the same, like, eight
things? That's around the world.
Like, I only get yours?
Well, because that's who you follow.
Yeah, but I follow a lot of people. I just don't get
a lot
of...
Well, and you interact with his tweets, probably. Retweet, like...
Yeah, I do. I'm going to stop doing that.
No, you get the same people because of your follow list.
Yeah, but I just said, though, I follow a lot more than I see. Oh, maybe they're just not tweeting.
They're just
I don't know. All right, anyway, let's see here. Jeremy Renner, whatever, the guy that ran over himself with his own snowcat, he is doing a Diane Sawyer, like, special thing, and BJ is not happy about it at all.
Well, it's not that I'm not happy, I'm just not interested.
But he got ran over by his own snowplow.
Boom, story over.
Oh, here's the promo.
An ordinary man with a strength that never gives up.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed. There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape. Oh, keep breathing, man. Keep fighting.
8 ribs broken in 14 places. Yeah. Right knee, right ankle broken. Left leg tibia broken. The left ankle broken. Right clavicle broken. Right shoulder broken. Face eye socket. The jaw, the mandible broken. Lung collapsed. Mm. Pierced from the rib bone, your liver, which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
The exclusive interview.
You look in the mirror and do you see the same face?
No, I see a lucky man.
I don't know. Something about my body is full of love and titanium is awesome. Yeah. I really like that a lot.
Now, when is this air?
April 6th.
Yep. What he said.
April 6th.
April 6th. Yep. Okay. It'll be exciting, won't it?
Yeah.
Love and titanium in my body.
The guy is lucky he's alive, though.
Oh, my God. Is he ever?
And he was saving his nephew, was it?
Yeah, I think so. He was digging him out or something. And the cat was rolling towards him, so he tried to jump in.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. He was in the path of this runaway cat.
Yeah, so anyway, he's alive, and that's a good thing. And so now he's getting his own Diane Sawyer special. Yeah. Love and titanium. Hey, you know what I watched yesterday that you should watch that you would like a lot?
What's that?
Narcos.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it is.
And I love that type of show,
too. I
know, based on a real story.
Yeah. Have you figured out Netflix yet?
No, I haven't watched Netflix. I've never watched Netflix.
Did you try to do what we said, which is like push the button and say Netflix?
No.
Oh, okay.
I always forget when I get home because it's not in my, you know, it's not in my routine.
Oh.
So when I get home, I don't think of, oh, geez, let me try Netflix. Oh, boy. And I just don't go there.
You know, you really are a routine guy.
I am a routine guy.
I
creature of habit.
Yeah, that's me. So funny because I know a few people that are just like routine people. And that's neat.
I do like my routine. That's why I love Mondays. Uh-huh. I love Mondays. I really do. And a lot of people don't like Monday because going back to work, whatever. But Monday puts me back in my routine.
Right.
The weekends, I'm off. I'm way off.
Yeah.
But I'm not comfortable with it. I got to be honest. Huh. But Monday through Friday, routine, 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 and I love it.
You know, that reminds me of like my great grandma, actually. She had a routine. Like we always had to have dinner on Sundays at 4 o'clock.
Hmm.
And then at 4 o'clock, her dinner, she would talk about what we'd have for lunch or breakfast the next day.
I do that, too, because I have to do dinner either if Lisa's at home or not at home. But I have to make sure it's done by 6 p.m.
Oh, my God!
And if she's going to show up at 6:30, I'll still do it, but I'll just keep it heated. Or even 7. But I've got to have it completed by 6.
You know what you're like?
And it's not.
Rain Man.
No.
Yeah, definitely.
I just have a routine.
No, you're Rain Man. Have you been tested?
No. Should I be tested? What do you mean tested?
You know.
Like?
For cognitive skills and stuff.
All my skills are good. Are you kidding?
Do you ever say definitely?
Definitely. Definitely. I do. Yeah, definitely. I do definitely say it.
I just, do you guys hear a little Rain definitely. Man in there?
Definitely, I do.
Little bit. Am I the only one? Okay, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
Well, that was good.
It was. It was really good. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on this Thursday morning.
It just, because it's shifted direction, so this is really bad.
What has?
The black hole.
I did see a picture of the black hole.
Yes.
Now, I don't know where this black hole is. Where is it?
It's in the galaxy. Yeah.
Well, is it like over
it's
there
out
or
in,
over
it's
there?
It's out in space.
Oh, it's out there. Yeah. All right, so this thing.
So at first they thought it was a galaxy, so they saw it, right? Now they're saying it's a supermassive, listen to this, supermassive. Like, that's big, right? Black hole, and it's changed directions and is now aiming towards the Earth, and it's shooting radiation towards us.
Oh.
Mm. That's not good, is it? How'd you die? Big black hole shot me with radiation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, so they're saying that they don't know why it changed directions, but it's aiming right at us.
But I think there's like thousands of these.
But this one is rotated 90 degrees and is now pointing its center towards Earth. This means that the galaxy is now a blazar, which means a galaxy point which has jet points pointing at Earth. Whew, man. Yeah. That's
just great. Everything's going bad. It just everything is going the hell in a handbasket. Did you see the video that's circulating of these strawberries?
Yes, that also is horrible.
Is that crazy?
Yes.
All right, now get this. Now, there's a video out there. And by the way.
Is it real?
I guess the agricultural. Yeah, it's real. I guess the ag community is very upset about this because it's ruining the sales of strawberries nationwide.
But I thought we talked about this a long, long, long time ago. About 5 years ago, we talked about this.
Because
somebody put out a video. But then we said it wasn't real.
So a person, I don't know if it's a scientist or what it is, in some lab or whatever. Either way, they've got a microscope, okay? In the video, they take a strawberry, just out of a container, take a strawberry that you would buy at the grocery store. They take a knife and they slice a little piece off. They put it under the microscope to take a look at it. And when you look through the microscope lens, you see nothing but bug after bug. It looks like a bug party.
Yeah, it
does. On this strawberry piece.
It does.
Okay? Which means if that piece has that many bugs on it, just imagine how much the entire container has on all the berries that are in there.
Can I tell you something?
Crazy.
Can I tell you something psychotic
what?
I do?
What?
Wait, I don't know if I want to tell you.
What?
Because it's
what?
Really psycho.
No. I was in the middle of a very good story there and a story that was kind of a public service announcement. But you've got some crazy, I don't know, bizarre thing that you do. That you need to run by. But go ahead.
Okay. So, but this is nuts.
All right. What is it?
Well, I take a Q-tip and I dip it in vinegar and I clean out raspberry holes.
Like all the holes?
All the holes. Clean out the raspberry hole.
You sit around the house with Q-tips
dipped
and vinegar.
And dipped in vinegar and water.
And you clean holes.
I clean out the raspberry holes. Raspberry hole.
Shut up, Spadil.
Is that crazy?
How long does that take you?
Takes a while.
I will say
this. It takes a while. But I just, because I don't know what's in there. You don't know what's in there. I find like little pieces of like leaves and stuff. But you know what's in the raspberry hole, right?
I mean, that's a valid point.
Yeah, so
I will say this.
Yep.
It's better than the strawberry story.
Thank you.
I'm going to give that one to you. I'm going to concede.
Right, I just wanted
yeah,
to
I think,
it.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I love it. All right, we got to get out of here. And we got to go,
Here's the deal. You got to tie down your trampolines today.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it windy yet?
It's going to, I think, 11 a.m. And I'm looking at my girlfriend, Julie, just posted. And it's going to be like 50 mile per hour gusts, 54. There's some that say 60. It's going to be crazy.
Bring in those grill covers, too.
Yeah, your grill cover.
Yeah.
So it's going to be super duper windy.
All right. Well, that's for the entire metro?
Denver,
or just portions?
Denver, 54. Fort Collins, 29.
Oh,
Longmont, 38. It says Castle Rock, 62.
Woo!
Pueblo, 59.
Jeez. I'm concerned because I've gotten so skinny, I could blow away. I've lost so much weight.
You have lost a lot of weight. I am going to give you that. I mean, I don't want to compliment you, but I will say you have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Guys
like me have to be careful today.
You look fantastic.
Now, Spadil, you're fine. You're going to be fine.
Again?
Dude, I've gone down a lot of weight recently.
Hey, did you finish off that chocolate milk? I need to take the jug back
home. I did
about
half of it. I got half left.
I've been drinking my chocolate milk this morning.
You're so proud that you finally gave somebody a gift.
Yeah. Longmont Dairy.
It is really good chocolate milk.
Good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. So it's going to be windy today, but it's going to be sunny, but windy, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's bad wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
And even more so in the mountains, I think.
Yeah, so please don't, if you're a smoker, please don't flick your cigarette out the window, please, for the love of God.
Yeah.
You know? And if you have if you're pulling a trailer, we make sure your chains are pulled up.
Oh yeah, no sparks.
Yeah, no sparks. We don't need that today. That's true.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thursday. I can't believe it. Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, by the way, Major League Baseball, Rockies play tonight.
Woo!
Gonna play San Diego. They're in San Diego. Opening game.
That means it's spring.
But it's
BJ,
not here. Yeah.
That means it's spring.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I love it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care and bye bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.